Hello and welcome back to Well Said. I cannot wait to jump into this episode. I feel like so much has changed since I've talked to you last, and a lot of what I'm talking about on the podcast is evolving and changing as I evolve. And I think the coolest part is you guys have all been along in my story, but today we're talking about story, and we're talking about the importance of someone's story as a personal brand, as a founder, as a creator. A lot of information about what I see when I'm working with brands at Cozy Agency, my agency that I work on all these incredible brands with. And I think that's the coolest part about this is you get to hear about what I'm working on with other people. And today's episode is applicable to anybody that wants to be more present on social media, be more present as a brand or a person. And I cannot wait to dive in. Every founder I've worked with so far at Cozy Agency has had a story. And that doesn't mean that they're a business always. It could be a personal brand. The problem is that almost all of them are not telling it. Anybody I've worked with for social media audit or actual clients of mine have the same exact problem, and it's just not telling your story. I don't know why we think our story isn't important, and I think that's a cool conversation we're going to have in general about somebody who wants to show up online or a business today, is that your story is important, and I'm going to explain that, but you have to know that and believe that in your core before you can start sharing it. So just start thinking about what is your why as I start talking about this episode. The crazy thing is I've worked with people from such a range of calibers of like size and business types, like from somebody who is a personal brand like David Guillaum, to somebody who sells courses like Callan Faulkner, AI, to somebody who is a business like entrepreneurial coach, Dr. Steph Wigner, to like a wellness retreat center, Wild Rice Retreats, which are all current clients. And it's just crazy to me to think people don't realize the importance and the value of their story. It's their roots. It's probably the most underrated brand need and brand identity that people are not leaning into. And that is what I'm here to talk about. It's retelling your story over and over and over and over again. And that's your why. So it's not a one-time post. It's really an entire arm of your brand strategy in general. And I'm going to talk about it from my perspective first. And then I'll kind of talk about like the multi-passionate founder and what I see and what I would do immediately is action steps to step out of this and get value on your page, on your, you know, any social media page. It can be even be email and web and all of these places that it really needs to show up. So honestly, I think everybody has been along listening from Straight Candid, knowing the story of like the breakup, right? Like we had a podcast named Straight Candid. If you're newer, you probably don't know about it. I had it with a friend named Sophie and we were grinding that podcast. And it just honestly a mix of like our age, our maturity, we ended up separating. It was neither here nor there. It was a both-sided, like we probably weren't our best selves, honestly, to be totally real. And the cool part about that and, you know, leaning into story right away is I told that story and so did Soph. And we told like, yeah, we're breaking up. We want different things. We're moving separate ways, like, but still support each other. And we could have just brushed it under the rug and been like, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. Like that was a part of our story in the transition, right? So I rebranded the podcast to Well Said. My story has been building brands and people have watched me build those brands. And part of my story online is like, having date nights, barely being able to like get it because I've been so busy, like building Thaw, which is newer for me, which is like the sauna brand, me working out, evolving into not sharing my workouts because I'm not a personal trainer online. I don't want to coach people. It's that evolution of who I am and me like just sharing every stage that has really helped me realize like the importance of sharing your story over and over again. And what I've really, really found is that you know, you could provide a shit ton of value to people. I think that's the best part about social media and like knowing things. Like we all know things and have things in our mind that we can share. And you can always provide value to people by sharing them a tip, sharing them something you learned, that my top three things, this is what I wish I knew, you know, like all the things I'm bringing into 2026. Those are some like classic like value shares. But the only person that can share your brand story is you. Your story and why are important. And I want to preface this with, I had met somebody at Dr. Stephanie's retreat and she had been through some things. And she asked me after, she's like, you know, I have a story, but I don't think all of my story is shareable. And I said, that's absolutely okay. You don't have to share everything about your story on social media or to the world or in your email or in your website or to new friends. However you're showing up is going to be your choice. So the extension of what your story is actually your decision. And when I say story, I'm not talking about just these vague pieces of building a business. Like, I'm going to explain two different ones. One being Wealthy Circle. Wealthy Circle is a community of women who are coming together to find friendship, find mentorship, and grow. Now, version number two, okay? I didn't have a mentor who I could look up to and ask questions in the entrepreneurial space or the CEO space. And I freaking missed that. And I felt like when I looked around at my five friends, I didn't know who I could connect with who was gonna help me grow. You are the five friends that you're surrounded with. So I started a community, one little tiny event at a time, and it started to grow and grow and grow. And it's the Wealthy Circle. And it's now a group of women, over 350 inside the Wealthy Circle, who are connecting every single day and growing with each other. That's a story. I gave you a little information. I kind of met you where you maybe are, depending on my target audience. And I started sharing. So I just think it's really, really cool to kind of sit and compare the two ways you can tell your why. And I love thinking about it with brand story. One of the things that I realized that I even need to take my own advice on is that, you know, your audience doesn't know your why until you tell them or why you've started. They're going to have zero reason to stay. So if your audience doesn't know your why, they have zero reason to stay because they don't understand why you're there for them. You can provide value, but you need to share the why. Another example I think that is really, really beautiful is I work on this brand called Lymph Lounge, and they're a massage therapist. And I shared this at one of my speaking engagements recently. I looked it up and I said, okay, how many massage therapists are there in Minnesota? There's 1,500 massage places / therapists that you could get care from. Okay, why would someone find one singular massage therapist to align with and go to, like, when there's so many? The reason is their story, their why, and how it makes you feel. So this is crazy, but the reason Lymph Lounge is so different is because of their roots and their story and their why. And that's not my story to tell. That is Macy, the founder's story to tell. But she is the most incredible, beautiful person. And the reason I even got connected with her in the first place is because I heard her share her story online and then in person to me about why she started Lymph Lounge in relation to her sister. That is roots. Then I started hearing more about her, and her story is that she started in the basement. She knew that she wasn't fulfilled in her previous job. She was hustling. She's a mom of four. She adopted a daughter, and she just kept going and kept believing and kept giving back and giving her time and saying that I know that if I give free massages, the more exposure I will get, the more people that will come and the money will come, and I'm following my passion and creating a space for women. Oh my God. And to think she could have just led with, I'm a massage therapist. It's insane the miss that we all have. And I think we're all guilty of it for not telling our story online and who we truly, truly are. I think the biggest piece of advice I have to say and share that I have had to learn from, and I'm trying to be practiced and be better as I am in this like transition session, the messy middle is actually a part of it. It's a part of all of it. It's a part of what you're building. It's a part of who you are today. So waiting until something is perfect is actually going to harm you. It's going to harm your reach. It's going to harm your visibility. It's going to harm your ability to grow today instead of tomorrow. It's going to harm people understanding you. They're going to not understand you because they don't have the pieces of information that are in your brain. So don't wait for it to be perfect to share, because your story doesn't need to be perfect. I don't think anybody's out there is. I think one thing about your story, and we can get caught up in this, is for me personally, is I'm multifaceted. And I think that we all look at ourselves and we're like, I really need to niche. No, you freaking don't. Is your story niche? Maybe, you know, good diving into it, but I'm sure there's many arms of it. Like, I tried the wellness, and I am a wellness person, and I think I still will share pieces of wellness. I will still share pieces of my job, but really who I am at the core has become a brand strategist and somebody with their own business, a founder, and a wife who is learning how to navigate being married. Like, that is my story. And someone who lives in Minneapolis. So I love Minneapolis things. all of those beautiful things are part of my story and what I'm navigating, learning about, experiencing. Experiences are a story. So share your experiences. Businesses, I think the coolest thing about this, to just give like a business arm, is the story of the people that you've touched. So I gave this example. A lot of people are like, I share a testimonial and it doesn't do well. Okay. Did you share a static picture of a testimonial screenshot, possibly from Google, with 5 stars? Cool. Okay. Not emotional. I'm not seeing much that I really like necessarily care about transparently. That's okay. But how about this? Hey, insert person that I just helped. Let's say it's a chiropractor. Hey, Debbie, I would just absolutely love to talk to you for a minute. You know, you have progressed so much over the past year of working with us. It is absolutely insane. You came in with chronic pain. You thought you were never going to be able to live a normal life again. You had trouble sitting, and look where you are today, moving, comfortable, and happy. I would love to share your story to help like touch and reach other people who are maybe struggling with the same thing that you were, and not knowing that there's another side. There's like a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, you just asked for something completely different than a written testimonial. That's a story. And that is a story of your brand. See where I'm going with this? I hope this is making sense, because these are all the things that I teach when I do a social audit or when I'm working on somebody in their deeper strategy. We really figure out how can we share your story. A really fun example is we're working on Callan Faulkner's AI Instagram / who she is. And I say AI because at first we were like, let's put all of her content on one page. And it wasn't my push, but I liked the idea because it was like, okay, it's going to be easier if we just focus on one page. Well, Callan, we had posted some content. It didn't feel aligned with her because she's like, I'm not salesy. That's not who I am. I give information and people pay me because they know who I am and they know that I have a lot of brand power. They know that I'm an expert. And so we changed the strategy completely, which was always the idea that we were going to go with, which I'm so excited that we're here today. Is now Callan only shares life experiences and things that she's actually lived through. So she is the walking billboard for her company. So all she does is what she does organically in person. She offers advice or help or things that she's learned. Like this AI tool, Claude, is the number one AI tool I use as an AI coach. And here's why. You are putting their stakes in the ground. You're becoming the expert. You're sharing your story and your life experiences. She explains why, right, about her life. And then you share that, and all of a sudden, her content is going to reach a different audience, more people. It's rooted in her why. And you just get better reach. You get better engagement. You are sharing what feels authentically right to you, because she didn't feel authentically right being salesy. And that's why when people are talking to me about their content and they're like, I don't know what to share, I first always ask like, what feels right to share though? Because if you're not the salesy person, then it's never going to feel good to share. If you are somebody who is a little more private, then your whole story doesn't need to be shared to the world, right? Share the pieces that make you unique. They make you excited and they got you to where you are. And maybe that would be valuable to people following you. I think also people think you have to niche because, okay, like I need to reach all the people in brand, right? I should only be talking about brand. Well, no, because as of to date, people have hired me because of my many, many different ways of life and things that I do. Like wellness is a part of me. Community is a part of me. Minneapolis is a part of me. And I also do brand. So I'm going to happily post about the things that excite me in my life and then start to narrow down as I go, right? Narrowing as I go, the story that I'm telling, but all the people are here because they care about me right now. They care to be here and care to know about me because I've shared about my life. Sharing about my wedding is very intimate because it's something I'm going through and experiencing, and things that went well and things that didn't go well, right? So it doesn't have to be the story that you were told when you were 5. It can be the story you're actively moving through right now. You don't have one story, you have 10. So let people read the chapters. And if they don't like a chapter, it will get less engagement and you can remove that chapter from telling that story over and over again. It's that simple, right? So the number one thing I say after, okay, you're like on board with telling your story and online, you're telling the face to camera of like where you've been or like the days of being a founder or how you did something, you know, it's value. You have to think about value first, right? Value and why someone would care. If you're just telling something very niche about your day and there's no value for somebody else, they're not learning about you or from you, then you might run into some engagement problems. But the biggest thing is once you've decided you're going to tell your story, you need to retell your story again and again and again. It's so crazy to me that people will get bothered. They're like, well, I tried to throw an event one time, or I shared my story and it was like 6 months ago that they posted it. And I'm like, well, isn't the goal to get net new followers? And they're like, well, yeah. And I'm like, okay, you haven't shared your why and who you are in 6 months. And how many times have you missed a post on your friend's page even, let alone a business page? You have to keep telling that story and you got to keep getting creative. Some days it might lead with why you're here. Some days it might lead with like something that you're currently moving through that you could offer for advice for somebody else. But you got to keep telling your story. Your followers are always turning over, so it has to be net new information and your story evolves, right? So one piece of example, I guess, is for Steph, right? I was just out in New Jersey. I was working on Dr. Stephanie's brand. She's got Men to Win podcasts. I branded that. And now that it's up and standing up, I was out there working with her social media coordinator, who is incredible. And she was like, I just don't know why my personal page is so difficult to get like going. And I was like, okay, let me look at it. And I'm looking at the hooks. And that was one thing that we talked about that I'll do a separate episode on. But her story of who she is now, I mean, she's grown many multi-million dollar brands and businesses. And her page, and we talked about this, but her page was giving, you know, like $50,000. And so we had this example of like 50K versus 500K. That version of Steph has evolved. So part of what she needs to do for her personal brand is evolve it and tell the story as she's been evolving, but also create a net new look, right? Not rebrand meaning colors. I mean, like the way she films needs to be a little bit more elevated, the cover photos, but the context is still her story. And it's still, especially now more than ever, how I went from here to here. So that's the story. The stories are chapters. You start to grab them. A thing I always talk about is like Nike, just do it. Your favorite brands are quite literally telling the same story every single day. Nike, just do it, right? Like they are very pro female athletes. They're talking about athletes and the ability to do it and push. And they keep telling that story over and over again in new ways, right? Visibly in new ways, like the visuals of a commercial to how they say it, really beautiful stories of people that are actually using the brand. So that's a way to think about it as either a personal brand or a business. I didn't want to get this like too nuanced or niche into businesses in general. One example I have that is like pop culture is Alex Earl. Alex Earl retells stories over and over and over again and like actually brings you long on active stories, right? So you feel like you're with her when she's going out, you're with her when she's traveling, you're with her when she's doing things. She talks about how she felt on Dancing with the Stars. She talks about how it was going to Miami and all these things. It seems very like, okay, not normal life. That's not what I mean, but like normal day-to-day things, like going out, getting dressed up, putting on your makeup, doing all those things. She got famous. She's one of the most famous influencers in current day right now because she shared all of those things. That is just her sharing her why and her story. She's here. She's like, yeah, I'm getting my makeup on. Here's what happened. Here's my why. It's a very simple concept to, I think, once you look at somebody else and see it, you're like, oh, I don't have to do everything perfectly. I don't have to show up online like as a certain way. I think we wait to be too polished. We don't feel that our story is valuable and then we don't share. And I'm guilty of that too. I'm not going to pretend like I'm not. I'm literally guilty of it. I think my biggest gripe is two things. I wait for content to be perfect. So I'll put on my camera. I'll do it on the front camera. And then I'm like, oh, it's grainy. I'll do it on my back camera next week. And it's like, I just missed a week of telling something that I cared about because the camera was grainy. It's like, that's not level one. You need to just get online and start talking and that will get you forward. So perfectionism is one. And then feeling disinterested in myself. And that's something that you have to work on internally, right? When you talk about visibility and identity and brand, that's me not wanting to be visible. Me being afraid of being visible because I feel like I might be uninteresting. And that seems so silly because I'm like, I do so many different things. I have communities. I have people. I have this podcast. I've got my agency. I've got incredible people working for me and all these things. And it's like, how could I think that about myself? Well, that's a visibility problem that I've been tackling. And what if I don't look beautiful in my posts? Well, too fucking bad. I don't care. You should not care about if your hair looked a little funkier than it usually does. If what you have to say is important, no one's going to see that. And I'm not saying go online messy, but like if that's your brand, the cash, that's okay. Then go online messy. My personal brand is a little more elevated version of me that I'm stepping into. And it always kind of like holds me accountable to where I'm going and who I want to be, because I know that it's the elevated version of me. And that brand is me in all those things, Wellness Minneapolis founder and community builder, showing up, telling you how it is, telling you it's real, coming along with me. And I have to be better about sharing my why and that I'm a brand expert, because I haven't done it. So it's an opportunity for me. If you haven't retold your story in the last 30 days, you are invisible to half your audience. And that is a crazy, crazy number, but it's the truth. You have to be visible. You have to be willing to be visible and think about your story. And I think, okay, instead of thinking about yourself as, you know, I've got a range of listeners here as the, let's just do in different groups of people, the college, you know, post-college grad who's in school to become a dentist. All right. You've got a why. You have a why you're doing what you're doing. You have a why that you probably know a ton of things because you love researching teeth. And so you know a bunch of abundance of information about teeth, about health, and probably about like your life in general, that you still have fun. Yeah, you still like sometimes eat candy, but here's like what you do after. That's like all of a sudden a huge arm of content that I would be very interested in watching on TikTok. You might think you're a chiro founder, somebody with a chiropractic clinic, and you may be like, well, I don't know that it's important for me to have a personal brand because my whole brand is my chiropractic office. And I really want you to think about the people that work for you want to identify with something. So they need a place to identify with. So that is the importance of your business brand, the credibility of it. You being the owner and having credibility is just as important, because that is the why the door is open in the first place. The business is rooted in who you are. So sharing why you open a chiropractic clinic, what have the hard things been like? What's the biggest wins you've had? What are things that you've learned or changes in opinion that you've evolved and how you're training your team to think differently because of all you've learned over the past, you know, 10 years? That's incredible, incredible content where people are like, dang, maybe they hadn't heard you speak like that before. And they're like, wow, I actually really, really trust this person now. I'm gonna go there. And that was from your personal page and your why and your story. So I'm crazy about story. I have so many things that I need to talk to you about like hooks and things that I see with brands and top brands and like how I've rebranded myself and how I step into the world and mindset. Visibility needs to be a whole entire episode that we're going to talk about later, but I really, really urge you tomorrow, maybe not tonight if it's nighttime, grab your phone and just write down little pieces of your why and your story into your notes. And just do this maybe in like a more meditative state, like really relaxing, maybe make a little tea, write down what makes you you and like things that are so interesting that you've learned that you love like storing in your brain and make, you know, would share with your bestie or your mom if you could. Those pieces of you are really, really important. And where you've been is very, very important because it's opportunity for others to see where you've been and where you're going and where you are now and their ability to say, wow, I feel connected to this person and growing. Last thing I'll say is when you're telling your story, don't assume that the people listening are people that know you. So make sure that when you're talking about it, you're providing a bit of value, providing perspective, even if it's niche, but just make sure that they might not know who you are and you need to share who you are to be heard by the right people. Because the ultimate goal with social, email, web, brands, reach is to reach more people. So just think about that. Food for thought. Your story is your best, best brand strategy. And I'm so excited to hear more of yours. So stop acting like it's a one-time thing. I just wanted to do a mini episode because I wanted to get back on the mic. I've been off the mic for a while because so much has changed and I can't wait to share with you. I feel like everything has changed. It's not even funny how much has changed every single month over the past like 6 to 9 months. I'm like, oh my God, somebody help me. But I cannot wait to share more of it. I've been building the Cozy Agency in the back end. It has been a blast. We are like a team of like 9 now. And I would love to work with you. I only take a handful of clients at a time. And I know I have a few more spots for the social audit. So if you're hearing this and you're like, yes, and I need you to get your brain in on my brand, hit me up. find the Cozy Agency online or getcozy.co is our website. Get connected with me. If you're a female connecting and you're like, I want to go deeper with you, Sid, DM me because I have some things coming and I'll get you on the wait list, or just get on the wait list of the Cozy newsletter because that's where everything is going to be going from now moving forward. So we have big things that we're building, big things coming. I'm Sid. I love that you're here. I cannot wait to hopefully help you with your brand. I hope that this helped you a little bit. And if it did, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. And any questions that you have, I'm always open for DMs. I will talk to you next week. We're back, baby. Bye.